And now this is a dictation for Tina, T-I-N-A, Bellbot, B-E-L-B-O-T, June 2058. Address as a letter to Masonic Home, Dr. Sarvepalli, 466-3008. Dear Dr. Sarvepalli, a follow-up for Mrs. Bellbot. Did not come in person. Phone visit with the help of a caregiver. She has respiratory failure on the vent. According to caregiver, evaluated in the hospital for UTI sepsis, tolerating oral diet without vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding. She has chronic incontinence, presently no cloudiness or blood. Stable edema, no increase of respiratory distress or hemoptysis. I review medications. Diabetes treatment with insulin, medication for her psychiatry disorder. On narcotics, I'm going to highlight the Coric, Bumex, Lasix, weight at home, morbid obesity, 336, and blood pressure, 165/79 by nursing home staff. Next paragraph, recent chemistries, August, anemia 8.3 is being managed by Dr. Akat, AKKAD, with a normal platelets. Creatinine has been around 1.6 and presently 2. Sodium potassium normal, elevated by carbonate, probably from diuretics versus respiratory failure, compensatory effect. Presently normal albumin calcium. Present GFR 26, stage 4. Phosphorus not elevated. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. TKD, stage 4, question progression. Has congestive heart failure with low ejection fraction. Cardiorenal syndrome is a consideration. She has morbid obesity, ventilatory dependent. I did not change medications. Anemia on RNS 100 every month, being followed by Dr. Akat. Repeat chemistries in 2 weeks. No indication for dialysis today, and that needs to be clarified given her comorbidity and technical issues. It will be very difficult to do transportation 3 days a week, given above problems. We'll see what the new chemistry shows. End of dictation.